Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dove Knight. I told you about stuff in the past about identity theft, my songs possibly been used illegally. You know, I gave no permission to anybody to use my material. I told you about trespassing on my home, which is a continuous allegation. And I do believe that there is a potential possibility that the individuals have looked in my home without my authorization, just like my music. And it's related to this cyber crime. It's important that everybody has protection in their home from the perverts, because we allow perverts to look in someone's bedroom, bathroom, living room, or dining room, any kitchen, any place that's behind closed doors, which is that's considered by law a private area. Private area is where things are off limits, where the doors are closed, the windows are closed, are covered. Public, you can look, you can have any camera, you can film, you can do it wherever you want. That's the right area. Public area is outside the home, you know, or out, you know, where, you know, someone, people are walking, or the courtyard or sidewalk, yes. Or park, yeah, that's public. But when it's private, it's private area. It's like a bedroom, bathroom, any place of expectation, perhaps kitchen. You know, everybody needs that for to be secure as an individual, to be well. But also give a sense of protection. Everybody needs that. Fortunately, I dealt with people in my building who don't understand that. The other reason why we shouldn't allow people intruding on other people's homes, because cyber crimes and people could get robbed. If they look in someone's home with a binoculars or a legal device, people can't have their homes robbed because of the pervert, robberies, burglaries, all kinds of crimes. Because of pervert people peeping in other people's homes, there's been news stories that people have been killed in their home through, burglaries, and people, innocent victims have been killed and robbed and stuff, because it's been shown that that's what could happen if you allow perverts to look at someone's home without authorization, when the windows are closed. So by law, private areas, anything inside someone's home, unless the person, only exceptions is if the person, have a camera of their own inside their home, or if the windows were open, were not covered or something. That's what I was told by law, not only legally, but by the police. Yes, it has been shown. There's many stories where people got robbed and killed and murdered because people, before they killed them, they were peeping in their home with binoculars or a legal device and so on. Well, anyway, my instance is that I believe that because of the alleged peeping Tom in my private area, which I told the police have been here in the past several times. They haven't been in the past recently, they were here like a couple weeks ago about it. And it is a concern, because the problem is there's no concrete proof, but we're still searching because it might be. So it's a question mark. Well, because of these allegations, my home was robbed, and allegations of cybercrime have happened. Where these individuals, because of this peeping Tom, that looked on my computer, had went on my master writer account, because I'm a musician, and took my songs, If It's the Truth, and several of them, or some that have been used, and using it to make money off of it. First of all, I was told by officers it's a crime to take anything or to look on someone's computer and take things that don't belong to you. And the only way you can do that is you look in someone's home. So that's why I'm concerned about my privacy. When they gossip about my condo outside my window, the next door neighbor or the hoodlums who are out on this high school all the time come over in the car yelling about me using the bathroom and stuff, which is so sick, which is so insane, that the concern is my life could be in danger, you know? also what has happened in my own home with robberies, because, you know, perverts see something valuable, they may break into the home. ID theft, they may steal things, burglaries, and people could have their lives in danger. In my life, I don't feel safe here. I am trying to work on a realtor to find a quick way to move out, but I have to report this to the LAPD again for a report to get more proof, because if those songs been used for my Messenger account, because I believe they were on my Messenger account, they were on my Yahoo account, they were on all the things of cybercrime, that I have to file a report, of a criminal report, because what they did was illegal and against the law. It's also a federal crime against cybercrime, as well as a federal crime against peeping in someone's home without their authorization. It's a California law, which I discussed, which says that if anyone has the intent to peep in someone's, the intention to invade someone's privacy without their authorization with any kind of instrument, then, you know, it's a misdemeanor. And these individuals think it's normal to peep. They said, you know, in response, these people who I consider very dangerous, since they're sociopaths or dangerous people, narcissists, you know, selfish and evil people, say that they're concerned about my health, they're concerned about ways that my condo is clean, which is so deranged and insane, because no one legally could do that. Why, my mental health is fine and my condo looks as good as possible. I will say that even if it wasn't, even if it, whatever, you know, if someone's, if it was clean, you don't go invade and look inside. There are lots of people's homes who ain't clean and they don't have nobody look inside or talk about their home. These individuals have mental health issues because they're making up stories about something that pertains to their illness. However, the concern is they are committing a crime. If any of these allegations are true. So again, the private area legally is inside, anywhere inside of the home behind closed doors. Public area is outside the home. That's just what the way it is, the legal part. The expectation of privacy of someone in a kitchen it should be respected. When someone trespass, the probability of you know, getting robbed or killed or so on could go up. And I feel my life is in danger living here, because when someone calls up about looking at my home, they could have stole something. And they have. I had two or three robberies. Did you know I was sleeping and someone broke into my home through the window? There were also my birth certificate, other things were robbed. And I people tell me, why are you living here? I'm wondering too. It's hard to find another home because I'm not a rich person. But cybercrime, if they took that song, if it's true, was a drum beat and a piano that has already been copyrighted and published, because that's the way to protect it. They use that or their songs, like I say, they use it really or something. It will be a criminal as well as a fraud, a lawsuit, a civil situation. But again, this is wrong. Nobody can trespass, not even a state or a federal official or a city official. They would never allow that. Nobody. I don't care who you are on this planet. So that is the reason why I'm bringing this up, because I have to. I have individuals in my building and otherwise who simply do not understand basic common sense or who want to take the law in their own hands. And they're able to hide behind this facade saying that they don't do anything, but they persist in saying things and doing things that are potentially criminal. And they're so selfish because, you know, again, they don't care about anybody. They're narcissistic. They don't care about anybody but themselves. And narcissists can be very dangerous. You know, saying that I didn't deserve it after spending so many years of over a long time, decades of making music, and I didn't deserve it. That's diabolical. That's an evil person. Or say that I didn't write a song because I only write the lyrics. And everybody knows that the lyrics and the songwriting is part of it. But the most important thing, if they stole that song from a master writer account or anything, because they have took things and looking at my account to get me ID theft. ID theft, all the types of crime, which I believe I would suggest an ID suspicious because I was a victim of ID theft. So that's why I had to have the LAPD involved. Because when you trespass and look in someone's bedroom or anything, the ID theft, all that stuff can come to play. Robberies and potentially someone's life could be in danger. We can't allow that. So I'm just concerned about living here, and I'm trying to get my realtor to find me another place. It ain't going to be no going back to a rental apartment because that's not going to happen in the state of California. I came a long time. I like to own my home, but I don't like someone to look in, especially on my computer either. Cybercrime is wrong. It's wrong when someone just steals something off someone's computer electronically, hack my computer, and say things about using my son to get ahead. They even said to me in the car, oh, we took advantage of him. They bought a home in the West Valley, or they bought a couple of homes, and talking about getting chefs and stuff from using a song that they didn't even write. That is so evil and so diabolical. I just wonder why they haven't been put in jail for how evil and despicable of a person that they are. And there's no excuse for what they've done. And it's also taken someone's dream away. I wrote the song. I suffered so much. I suffered an atrocity of dealing with crazy people, making them allegations or the dangerous group of predators who simply don't have no respect for my constitutional rights and who will try to hinder me and take away my dream by taking something that I own and profit all of it when they have no business taking it in the first place because it wasn't theirs and they stole it and they committed a crime and a cyber crime, and that's not fair. And that's all I have to say. It's simply not fair for anyone, because I was subjected to cybercrime, and no one else should be subjected to it either. Thank you. Good day. Good night.